This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
In the United States, whole milk is currently not permitted to be served in school meal programs under the Healthy Hunger Free Kids Act of 2010. So what efforts have been made to reintroduce whole milk in schools? Joining us with an update is Paul Bleiberg from the National Milk Producers Federation, who joins us now from our nation's capital. So Paul, what efforts have there been to reintroduce whole milk in schools?
Well, that's a great question, Bill, and I think it really speaks to what we've seen since that 2010 Act was passed and then implemented in 2012. And what we've seen is consumption of milk in schools has gone down. And that's a major problem from the standpoint of milk being a nutrition powerhouse that provides a lot of essential nutrients, including calcium, vitamin D, potassium. And when you have kids not drinking milk, they're likely to be consuming other drinks that are not as nutrient-dense and not bringing them those benefits. So we've been working for several years now on bipartisan legislation called the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act. And that's a bill that would essentially give schools the option, not the mandate, very importantly, just the option to serve whole and reduced milk options in schools, which they're currently not able to do under current law.
So this currently being marked up and passed in the House improved from last time for the Senate to take a look at?
Yeah, it passed the House in December 2023 with a strong bipartisan vote, but we couldn't get it over the finish line in the Senate. So we're hopeful that now we have another opportunity, and after some quick movement in the House again, we can figure out a pathway forward in the Senate.
Just like milk, things are fluid in Washington. What's happening right now?
Well, it's big news, actually. Just yesterday morning, on Wednesday, the House Education and Workforce Committee took up this bill once again, just like they did 2 years ago, and they passed it out of the committee on a bipartisan vote, and that tees it up for action on the House floor sometime over the coming weeks. We don't know exactly when that'll be, but certainly committee action is a very positive step forward.
You were discussing earlier the importance of having whole milk in schools, and really this impacts pretty much every family out there.
Oh, yeah, this impacts everybody. The ability for kids to consume whole milk in schools is key because it aligns with the milk at home. When you look at sales data or surveys of parents, you will see that whole milk and reduced fat are the most popular varieties by far, and they're the varieties that kids are most likely to consume. And if you only allow certain varieties to be served because you're concerned about one thing or another, and the kids don't consume them, they're not going to get the nutrients at all. Making sure that whole milk is an option is key so that kids will get the nutrients because they're actually going to drink the milk.
Well, thanks, Paul. Anything else to add?
No, I think we're just excited to get this one done and over the finish line.
Paul Bleiberg, Executive VP of Government Relations with the National Milk Producers Federation. For more, go to nmpf.org.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
I'm John Clark, traveling on the countryside for FeedWorks USA. Today, I'm with the longtime Commissioner of Agriculture and Markets for New York State, Richard Ball.
I got a chance to deliver my thoughts on the state of agriculture in New York at the Ag Society here just a couple of weeks ago. I have to say that I think the state of agriculture in New York is strong. We've had the opportunity to see our dairy processing capacity increase exponentially. Two really big projects that we were able to be a part of and support in New York State. Each use more than 2 billion pounds each of milk a year. We've got probably 8 projects at the department right now on my desk, interest in expanding processing capacity in New York State. And this was something we identified after COVID-19, the need to make sure that New York State was a food shed for our own state, that we weren't depending on another state or another country for food if we went through a terrible event like that again. But one of the things we learned was we needed capacity to take raw milk in this case and turn it into a finished product for our families and consumers. So this goes a long way to doing that.
That 2 billion pounds, that really has rippled back through the supply chain of things where they have really looked at that and said, hey, we got to ramp up our milk production. And lenders are very positive and bullish on New York.
You know, we've seen so many changes in the dairy industry over the last 50 years, 100 years, but certainly in the last 10, pretty dramatically, that it's not that typical 3-year cycle that farmers got used to of a good year followed by a tough year followed by an okay year. It's a different world now. We've had a reset.
So when you look at this production, when will they be coming online?
Well, some of it's online today. One of the large plants in Chautauqua County, gotten to the point where they run milk through the plant and they're starting to process there. Fairlife will be online at the end of this coming year, I think, is their hope to be starting to take some milk. These are legacy plants for dairy. These are going to keep the dairy industry viable in New York State for a long time.
Richard Ball, a true advocate for New York State agriculture and Commissioner of Agriculture and Markets.